to the show. Parents Night In is here. So please subscribe.
Good evening, everyone listening to this show.
What the heck?
I was trying to be sing-songy. Welcome
to... It sounded more strokey, but okay.
Strokey? Good. Welcome to Parents Night In here at enough.com. Because our first two live reaction episodes have been somewhat popular, and by popular I mean a few people watch it every week, I decided that we should do another live reaction thing where Kelly watches a movie she's never seen before and gives me her honest, on-the-spot, real-time opinion. So tonight we're watching an Arnold Schwarzenegger 80s classic, Predator.
Do I get to hear Arnold talk a lot?
Yep. So I picked this movie because it's very kind of light on plot and like you don't really...
Wow, seriously. That's a glowing endorsement.
No, it's a really great movie, but it's not a movie that you are going to miss a lot if you're not paying 100% attention. Like we can talk about it and you can still watch it.
Parents Night In.
Parents Night In. Parents Night In. Parents Night In.
So folks, I'm going into this movie completely blind.
Do you know anything about this movie?
I know that Predator makes a noise. I know that Arnold is in it. I know something about mud.
Something about mud.
Yep.
Do you know who directed it?
The same guy who did Star Wars, because
no,
they're
not,
panning down from the stars at the beginning of
Star
the movie.
Star Wars. Same guy who did Die Hard.
Die Hard.
John McTiernan.
John McClane?
Yes, John McClane. This was the year before Die Hard.
Cool.
So I saw this when it came out. My mom took me to see it. I really wanted to see it because Jesse the Body Ventura was in it. Mm-hmm. I liked Arnold anyway. I was an Arnold fan.
What year did this come out?
87. But because Jesse Ventura was in it and it was his first movie, and it was like, I need to see this. And I loved it.
Ooh, Kevin Peter Hall's in this movie.
Yes.
I don't know him.
Actually, you do. You just don't know it.
Oh.
You know what he was in?
No.
Harry and the Hendersons. He was Harry.
Aww.
Same guy.
I like that movie. Tried to get Harry to watch it. He was not so into it.
Alan Silvestri.
Oh, hello, Carl Weathers.
Yep, Carl Weathers is in it.
Alan Silvestri.
He did the music for Back to the Future and Forrest Gump.
Yes. Did he put songs in this movie like, if you're going to San Francisco?
Who put songs?
Alan Silvestri.
Why would he be doing that? He doesn't pick the songs.
Oh. I didn't. I did not pay attention to the difference between the two.
I didn't understand what a music film score composer does.
All I heard was music and Forrest Gump.
No.
I more or less only listened to about...
He wasn't the music supervisor, he was the composer.
I typically only listen to about 46% of the words you say.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Oh, Arnold's wearing red. Is this a sign?
Of what?
That he's colorful.
I need to wear red in the movie so everyone knows I'm colorful.
I've done a lot of thinking about my character, and he's a very colorful man. That's my Arnold. Is it good?
It's awesome. Uncanny. Wait, Arnold, is this you? Arnold, you have lovely titties.
Oh my God!
So this movie is basically Alien crossed with Rambo.
Yeah.
That's the premise. It's an alien creature against a bunch of military guys.
And are they going there because there is an alien creature sighting and they're going to find it?
No, they're not. They're there to rescue a cabinet minister who's stuck under, like, behind enemy lines. They have to go in on a secret mission, get him out. That's their objective.
Justin.
They know nothing about any such alien.
Why would they have a cabinet minstrel in the middle of the desert?
Not a minstrel, a minister.
Oh. He makes Carl Weathers look like a teeny little doll.
He does. And as you'll see later, Carl Weathers is still fucking jacked beyond belief in this movie. Arnold actually dropped, I guess, like 25 pounds.
I was going to say he looks very thin here compared to what he would normally look like.
He wanted to slim down to look more like a military guy instead of a bodybuilder. So
he wanted to look like a military man.
Yes.
Carl Weathers' skin is flawless.
Yeah, I know. I was just thinking that.
He looks airbrushed.
Yeah.
He's got to have makeup on or something.
I don't know. His skin always looked like that.
Yeah, but that's just dewy and beautiful. Did he take a steam right before going on camera?
Maybe.
Good pick, Alan Silvestri.
Yeah, Little Richard. I don't think he picked it. I think there was a separate supervisor. God damn it. They waste no time in just getting into the story. It's like, Arnold has to meet with his general. And he's like, okay, here's what we're doing. Okay, go get him.
You know what? That's how I like my movies. No muss, no fuss. You want to rescue the cabinet minstrels? Go get them.
The cabinet minstrels? Are they going to do a minstrel show when they rescue them? That's offensive, Kelly.
I didn't make the movie, Justin.
That guy in the glasses?
Yeah.
His name's Shane Black.
He looks familiar.
He's a writer-director, primarily. He directed Iron Man 3.
Oh!
He wrote Lethal Weapon.
The first one?
Yeah. He directed Nice Guys.
Oh, yeah. And we just watched Iron Man 3 again.
Yeah, we did.
It was pretty good.
Really good.
Compared to what I remembered.
Yeah. Held up great. This shoot was apparently incredibly grueling because it was in Mexico and...
Super duper humid.
Super humid, yeah.
We went for a walk with our son today for a full 2 miles, and he was miserable. So I would like to put in a request that you do not drop me into the jungle for 2 days with my son.
You'd have the butt sweats. They're noticing that things are not quite as they seem already.
Wow, that happened fast.
They've discovered that there has been another American team in.
Trying to decide what to make of all this. There's some tension building, and I don't know what's going to happen. Is there going to be a jump scare? Is someone's head going to be sitting in the bush? Yep, there's a head. Oh, Jesus Christ.
More than a head.
I did not like the payoff.
What was the payoff, Kelly?
It was 3 skinned bodies hanging from a tree upside down. Ew.
He should have turned around and said, goo!
Oh, vultures. Ooh. Ooh, entrails! Ooh, insides. You didn't warn me about any of this. I'm
sorry.
Cut him down. Oh! This is so mean. You're so mean to me.
Those were the American soldiers that they found evidence of, you see.
So you know what? If I was in Arnie's shoes, I'd be thinking,
what have I gotten myself into?
They knew what they were sending me into. They sent the Green Berets.
Yep.
And they all joined. These guys are supposed to be stronger than the Green Berets, or did they just run out of Green Berets?
No, they are. They're supposed to be like a super elite unit.
Ooh.
Uh-oh, what's this?
Heat-seeking glasses.
Something is watching them.
It's probably one of those cabinet minstrels.
Everyone knows those cabinet minstrels have heat-seeking glasses.
If I'm walking through the jungle, usually my biggest fear is like, ooh, I hope I don't step on a frog or like get, you know,
a walk frog? Into...
Well, if I was in a
rainforest. That's your biggest fear?
If I was in a rainforest like that. Like, I don't want to walk into a banana spider.
A banana spider.
Yeah, like, I don't want to. I don't want any of these things. But I would not be worried about heat-seeking goggle alien scaries.
Well, no, because those don't exist.
Yeah, I tell that to Carl Weathers.
How many Arnold movies have you seen?
True Lies.
Is that it?
Kindergarten Cop.
Is that it?
Name some more.
Well, you haven't seen any Terminator movies, right?
No. Not all the way through.
None of them?
Just bits.
Damn.
Damn!
We need to watch the first two, because the first two are...
Okay.
They're really good. The rest of them suck, but the first two are good.
I liked True Lies a lot. It's so fun.
I haven't watched that in ages.
It's a fun movie.
Have you ever watched Last Action Hero?
No.
You would actually like that, I
probably
think.
Would.
It's crap, but it's really entertaining.
It's an entertaining piece of shit.
It makes fun of the Arnold movie. Very tongue-in-cheek.
My cousin really likes Jingle All the Way.
Jingle All the Way.
What about Twins? Did you ever see Twins?
Oh, yeah. I totally saw Twins.
I remember very little about that movie, but I've seen it.
I loved it. I mean, that was in the day where, like, Arnold was, you know, when I was a younger kid, he was almost always a caricature to me because a lot of my awareness of Arnold was also through the Hans and Franz stereotype.
Right. Yeah, Twins, I think, was the first movie where he... I think it was the first comedy he did.
He's good in it. And I loved Danny DeVito.
Where he was comfortable, like, making fun of his own persona, kind of.
Yeah.
You should also watch The Running Man, because that's an excellent piece of garbage. That seems risky, being that the objective is to rescue people who are in there.
Yeah. Let's blow it up, and then I'm going to throw a grenade, then I'm going to shoot everybody.
As a kid, by the way, Jesse Ventura's gun is fucking boss. He's carrying around a fucking minigun that belongs on a helicopter.
Yeah.
He calls it painless.
Painless?
Yeah.
Because it kills you so quick?
Yep.
That's so pleasant. This is a lot of blow-uppies.
Blow-uppies. Well, it's 80s action fare.
Are you a fan of the someone gets shot so and it happens in slow motion so that you can see all the recoiling their body does when the bullets hit?
Yep. As the squibs go off in slow motion.
Ooh! Like, ooh! 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 Ooh!
This is an 80s Hallmark.
Yeah. It would seem that they've gotten further than any of their predecessors.
Yes. Well, they didn't get skinned alive, so right away.
automatically, they're winning.
That's an improvement.
Are you trying to tell me that all this shooting is going on and all this fighting and none of their people have been caught in the mess?
Not yet.
Oh, come on.
You missed it. You missed his one-liner.
What did he say?
Stick around.
No! No! Please rewind it. Okay. I can't believe I missed it. He winged a knife into the guy's belly and then said, stick around. Yep. No!
He did. Watch.
Whoopsh. Oh, no! And it was like a perfect close-up on his face and everything. Wow.
Knock, knock.
Oh, no.
Sadly, those are the only two one-liners, like Arnold one-liners in this movie.
Sadly?
You need to watch The Running Man because it's full of shit like that.
Yeah.
The entire movie is him doing that crap.
Well, I feel like if you're going to fill a movie with stuff like that, it can't be a serious movie.
No.
Like, this is, I thought, a serious movie. Oh, no, a lady. She looks like a lady.
She looks like a lady.
Get the red men ready to move.
The red man?
Sorry, I said get the men. I meant to say get the men ready to move.
So you said get the red med ready
the
to
red,
move.
The red man.
Red Amala, ready to move. Rada Bada, ready to move. You were writing songs.
Yep.
So, you know, instead of one-liners, he's going to start singing musical numbers.
Yep.
Get the men ready to move. We have to go. Things are not as they seem.
That didn't sound very Arnold to me.
Justin.
What?
It's a musical.
Oh, so you can't sing like Arnold?
Come on, get the men ready to move. Come on.
That's the only way you can do it, though. Like, all you did was sing like a normal Broadway star.
I know.
And then add, come on, get your men ready to move. Is that better?
Yeah. Look at the intensity.
Justin loves Carl Weathers.
Yeah, I mean, he's iconic.
His mustache, his eyes look like he's wearing eyeliner. They do.
But, like, the whole time he's, like, Arnold's calling him out, and he's trying to stand up for himself, but he's, like, tearing up at the same time.
Yeah.
I did what I had to do, except he's, like, on the verge of tears because he knows he's fucking wrong.
Yeah. I got nowhere else to go!
I guess when they were shooting this movie and prepping for it, there was some serious competition in terms of, like, workout regimens between Arnold and Carl Weathers and Jesse Ventura.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because they each wanted to be the most fucking jacked.
Yeah. Arnold's arms definitely win.
I think Jesse's are bigger, actually.
Really?
Yeah. Carl Weathers, I think I read that he would work out way earlier than everybody else because he wanted it to look like he just naturally was this built.
Mm.
Oh my god, a scorpion.
What the actual hell? No.
Should that have been Carl Weathers' response? What the hell? No, sir.
Oh, no. Why are you making me watch this?
What? He stepped on a scorpion.
Scorpions and death. It's a lot of cringing already. It's not been long. Am I going to continue cringing? What are you drinking?
I'm drinking yet another vitamin C concoction.
Mm-hmm.
It's a collaboration, another one, with Other Half Brewing. That's what it was. It's called All Together, and it is...
All Together Now.
All Together Now. It's to benefit hospitality workers.
That's wonderful.
Yeah. Actually,
can I try it?
The beer I was drinking earlier is more fitting. It was Treehouse Green. Eh? Treehouse Green, Kelly?
Uh-huh.
Anyway, it's another IPA. What do you think of it?
Yeah, it's pretty good.
I enjoy it quite well. What are you drinking?
See if you can guess.
Some sort of IPA type thing.
Mm-hmm. It's local.
Is that it, one of the tree houses?
No.
Oh, is it Mayflower?
No. The brewery starts with an N.
Narragansett?
No.
Oh.
No.
Nigerian. Oh, night shift.
Fluffinutter.
Fluffinutter.
No. Fluffinator.
Fluffinator.
No. Fluffinity.
Billy senses something. He can smell it. He can sense that there's someone out there watching, waiting.
Watching, waiting, commiserating.
She left me roses by the stairs. Then she touched my pubic hairs.
That was weird.
You know who was originally supposed to play the alien?
No.
Jean-Claude Van Damme. And he actually was on set for like a few days and they decided he wasn't right, so they replaced him, except that a few of the shots of him in camouflage they kept, and they totally redesigned the alien costume after he left because they decided they needed somebody bigger. And James Cameron helped design the alien.
Hmm.
But the way they did the camouflage thing was they had the actor in a red suit because it stood out from the all the green. So they shot him and then they filled in the red with just nothing. And then they reshot the same shot but with a different width of lens so that what got filled into that gap was the same footage except from a slightly different angle so you could see the shape of the person.
Mm-hmm.
And the background looked slightly further away
yeah.
than the foreground. It's a cool effect.
A camouflagelian.
A camouflagelian.
I don't think that's a good word.
Well, I just said to resume playback. Why didn't it resume playback?
Oh, well, now what in the hell? I swear to fucking God, if I have to fast forward this thing for 30 seconds, maybe 36, I'm gonna be so fucking angry, I'm gonna flip this table. I swear to fucking God, if this inconveniences me by 40 seconds, I might just murder somebody. Yes, fucking... ma'am, can you explain to me what happened? Yes, he pressed resume play, and it played from the beginning. It's one of those problems you never want to see happen to your husband because, you know, quite often it turns into a very big problem.
I really don't like you.
Could you tell us a little bit about his reaction, ma'am? Well, yes, he slit my throat. I'm lucky I'm here to tell the tale.
You would sound more like...
See? What? See, in all the time you spent fast-forwarding the movie, I made that little gem.
That little gem. That was quite a gem.
Yeah.
Kelly Hawkins is dead. He's been reduced to entrails.
Which one's Hawkins?
The guy with the glasses.
Oh, no.
Who made the dirty pussy jokes.
Oh, no. His jokes are bad. That's why they got him first. They're like, you know what? I can't do this anymore.
The Predator said, I don't like your jokes.
That was my Predator noise.
That was the Predator noise?
Yeah, was it good?
That was impressive.
Oh, you poured yourself a new beer.
Mm-hmm.
I was going to invite you to finish mine.
Well, you can finish yours now.
Oh, good.
Do you not like night shift? Should I tell them?
I didn't say that.
Tell them about it. Tell them Kelly hates your beer.
Well, the alien does not want his gun. Oh no, oh no, oh no, they both, oh no, they both, oh no, they both didn't reach for the gun, the gun, the gun, cause that guy ate the guy and he's now entrails.
Now we were traveling up,
We've been traveling up for a really long time.
There's a lot of blood drippage. There's his body.
I don't like this.
Jesse the body sees something weird.
Oh, no, oh no, oh it scared me.
Some... What did you think it was?
I don't know what I thought it was. It scared the poops out of me. Something just went through his whole chesticle. The alien flowed out of the tree and into his chest. That's some weird-ass blood.
It's got glow stick blood. It had to shake its blood. It took a stick out and shook it and said, oh, you got me.
Do you think you got it, guys?
You're wasting a lot of ammo.
Costing the United States military a lot of dollars.
A lot of dollars.
Sirs. Okay. Can we measure the length of this shoot sequence? Was it like a 2-minute shoot sequence?
No, it was like 26 seconds.
Wow, that was really, really, really specific.
Yeah, I counted it in my head.
Oh my.
He's out of ammo and the thing's still...
The gun, the gun, the gun, the gun, the gun, the gun, the gun.
Oh yes, they both, oh yes, they both, oh yes, they both, oh yes, they both emptied their guns, their guns, their guns, their guns, their guns. Oh yes, they both emptied their guns, emptied guns.
You don't have it down yet.
Shh. Oh God, look at his chesticles.
No.
Kelly, they didn't hit anything during that 2 minutes that you claim they were firing.
That 26 seconds that seemed like 2 minutes was very unfruitful. What's she gonna do with that blood?
She's gonna say, I was to understand there's a rave happening nearby. I'm gonna follow the trail of rave blood.
Rave blood.
I'm going to hopefully get some ecstasy, some Molly, if you will.
So by following the blood left behind by other ravers?
She's going to find the party.
That's weird.
No?
I would think that the ravers don't want to die.
What?
If you throw a rave and then you invite people and they bleed their glow stick blood everywhere, I'm thinking this is not a very good rave you've thrown.
Well, maybe they're amateurs. She's a professional. She knows what a rave is like.
She goes to gorilla raves often?
Gorilla raves, yeah.
She knows how to throw a real good gorilla rave. So if I ever decide that I want to throw a gorilla rave, I should call her. Yes. Does she have a name?
Her name is Jasminokus.
Jasminokus.
Yep.
What kind of name is that?
Moroccan.
Jasminokus. Did you call her Okus because there's a tree?
She's from Morocco.
Okay. Jasmine pine tree.
What?
I would like to call her Jasmine
Kelly,
palm tree.
Don't make fun of Moroccan culture. It's not nice.
Oh my God.
Her name is short for Jasminokusanthemums.
Jasminokusanthemums?
Yep.
Wow.
Oh, poor Jesse the body. This film has two future governors in it.
Yes. It took me a real long time to count them.
It took you a long time to count to two.
I was like, well, there's Arnold, but who else?
The one I just mentioned.
Yeah, I know. Gotta tell you, still a little sleepy.
Wow. One. Two.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
They're really having a good heart-to-heart there in the middle of the hot desert. The jungle.
Desert?
Sorry, they're hot. I thought the desert came naturally.
Sorry, they're hot. They're sweating. I assumed it was desert. Even though there's no sand.
And there's lots of green.
Lots of plants.
It's a green desert. It's a green, wet desert.
Same thing, right? Just has to be hot.
Desert's humid, right?
Mac mistook a pig for the alien.
That's a shame, because the alien is still at large.
It stole Jesse the body.
It stole Jesse the body's body? It stole Jesse's body. You should pause, because I have an idea.
You have an idea? Is it that you need to pee?
No, that
wait, I have an idea. I've got to go to the bathroom. They're trying to figure out what hit them and why and who and where and what and why and how and when. They're setting booby traps.
Boobies?
They just flash boobies and the alien's like, oh.
Well.
Oh my God.
Jesus. Is the Harry and the Hendersons guy the Predator?
Yeah, that's the actor that plays the Predator. Because he's 7'2", you see.
Jesus!
Yeah, he's a tall motherfucker. I mean, he's deceased now. So he's not 7'2" anymore, but he was.
He's a tall guy. I mean, he's dead, but he was tall.
He was once tall.
He's losing his goddamn mind.
He's out of his goddamn mind. If you think the Predator is going to bring his species to the brink.
Oh, no.
Arnold said in interviews that his favorite line that he's ever said that he's known for is, get to the chopper.
No. That Predator's in trub-a-dubs.
In trub-a-dubs?
I say that, but you know what? I have a funny feeling the Predator's going to get a few more of them before they get him.
Why do you say that?
Because it's a movie.
It's a movie-em?
It's a movie, and that's what happens in movies.
Oh.
I'm pretty sure only Arnold and one more person can survive because he has to get to the chopper to somebody, and we know he's not going to die. So logic tells me one or two more of those mofos got to go.
He has to say, get to the chopper to somebody.
Well, I already know he's going to say it, so.
I shouldn't have told you that. I should not have told you that.
Unless he's saying it to himself.
Yes, maybe. Uh-oh, what's that?
What?
Oh, God.
Max. Why did his brains have to explode Max, all over the camera?
Max's brains just left his head.
I can't trust you, because every time I say to you, is things like that going to happen
that
again?
That wasn't
you're
guts,
like, no.
That was just blood.
His brains exploded all just, over the camera.
It was just blood.
Oh, that's better.
Yep.
He didn't kill you because you weren't armed?
The predator could have killed her, but it didn't because she had no weapon.
Oh.
It's killing for sport, you see. It thinks it's a game.
Well, he's winning.
He's doing all right for himself.
Mm-hmm.
He's only spilled a couple of glow sticks worth of blood. Meanwhile, everybody else has got brains dripping everywhere and chesticles.
There's entrails all over the place.
Oh, God.
Do they ever find the cabinet minstrel? Or did Kelly, they just abandon Kelly, that whole idea?
Let it go. The cabinet minstrel's gone. Okay?
Did he blow up?
There never was a cabinet minstrel. It was a CIA agent that they were supposed to be going in and rescuing, and that didn't happen.
Oh. Get to the chopper!
Get to the chopper!
It's really not a very fun game that this predator is playing.
Well, you know.
He's not good at making friends. I'm thinking that, like, if he picked a less violent game, maybe he'd have more friends to play with.
What game should he have picked? Parcheesi?
Yeah. Parcheesi. Yes.
Maybe a nice, wholesome round of gin rummy?
Yeah. Oh, no, oh, no, he shot me with his blue laser, and now I'm dead. I am dead, I'm dead, I'm dead, I'm dead, I'm dead, I'm dead, and my arm fell right off me.
What? I thought you were going to say, I'm dead, I'm dead, I'm dead, I'm dead, I'm dead. Oh, wait, I'm not dead, I'm not dead.
Would have been so much better. I need a redo.
Kelly, look.
He's covered in mud.
He's covered in mud.
The predator shows up.
Predator shows up.
And then he says, oh, no one's here.
Oh, wait, oh, wait, oh, wait. He's not here. He's not here. He's not here. He's not here.
He is gone. Some kind of frog or something. A rat.
Or a possum or something. A possum. I saw something moving in the bush, and I said, I've got to take out my laser cannon off my shoulder.
They decided that the alien had to be a Rastafarian Paul McCartney?
He said, you won't, you know. He said, that's the best lyric in the whole song. My laser cannon's on my shoulder. I get it. The laser cannon is on your shoulder.
The mud that you need is on your shoulder. And also in your armpits and hair.
Hey, Dutch, go roll in mud. He won't see you because you're colder.
He's setting up a booby trap. This is the worst musical ever. We've not done a very good job here. I'm just going to say.
He's setting up a booby trap. I wonder what's going to happen. When the predator comes and finds Arnold.
Predator, 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 predator. Wait, who's that half-dead person?
That's Billy? Yeah.
Oh, no. Stop taking things out of him. No.
He ripped out his spine and his skull.
Oh, good. Now he's definitely dead.
Because he's making trophies.
No, I don't want to see. Tell me when it's over, please.
He's just making trophies. It's over.
Guys.
It's over.
I don't like it.
It's over.
I don't trust you.
Christ.
How does the girl know where the chopper's going to be?
Mm-hmm.
Go to the chopper. Oh, okay. I guess I'll just keep going this way then.
I think he pointed. I think.
He pointed. That was helpful.
Well, I think they were heading in a direction and he just said, go until you get to. Just keep going.
Yep, and if she turns her head the wrong way and steps off the path slightly...
She won't.
Forget it.
She has a very good sense of direction, Kelly.
Oh, do you know Janice well?
Yes, her name's Janice, and yes, I do. More mud.
He's giving himself a nice little mud facial. His skin is going to be beautiful after this. People would pay a lot of money for South American rain, jungle, forest, mud facials.
I wonder if Carl Weathers went through this treatment before they shot the movie.
Oh, you know what it is? That's they probably shot them in different orders.
That's why Carl Weathers' skin looked so amazing at the beginning.
So as a 12-year-old, did you like freaking love this movie?
Mm-hmm.
We were like, this is the most amazing thing I've ever
Absolutely
seen, Mother.
Loved it.
How often did you watch it?
Frequently.
Yeah?
Yeah. Arnold was, it was like a living superhero back then.
It's true. And then he became the Governator.
The Governator. I make the movie. Come on.
Oh, no.
How is he possibly going to get out of this?
Oh, you'll see.
Nope. You won't.
You won't see?
Nope. I'm scared.
He's trying to be sportsmanlike, you see. Take off the laser cannon. Why not?
Oh, hand-to-hand combat?
That's right.
I have a feeling that Schwartzy's going to do good in this one. No. 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 No! He's hideous. No, I don't like it. I can't watch it.
This was James Cameron's contribution, was the mandibles that go...
How can I... What am I supposed to do with this now?
Watch it.
I can't.
You can't watch it?
He's hideous. I'm glad that you derive joy from this. What? In what way were you like, Kelly's going to love this movie with the entrails and the bodies and the mandibles? Oh, he's so gross.
I just thought it would be a fun watch.
It's fun. I'm having a blast over here. He reminds me of a giant spider face.
Spider face!
I feel like that's what a human-sized spider would look like.
Spider face. Spider face.
Oh, Arnold's leading him to a trap.
Arnold is smart. He's Smarnold.
Smarnold.
Yep.
He's Arnold Schwartz intelligent.
Hold on.
There's going to be a line, isn't there?
Oh, there's going to be a line, all right. Do it!
He's smart. He found the trap.
He's a smart spider face. Wait, there's one more out. Oh, that fucked him ups.
I will not be watching this again.
Why, just because of spider face?
I've had enough stress.
The log falling on his face didn't kill him.
Well, he's pretty strong.
His spider face has 8 lives.
What the hell are you?
He said, what the hell are you? Meaning, you're gross to me.
Hmm.
You're just as gross to me as I am to you.
Uh-oh.
You son of a bitch.
He's programming something. He's gonna blow up, isn't he? My face will self-destruct in 5 seconds. He just walks out of the mist and the smoke.
He's still there.
With his hands on his hips. Victorious.
He made it.
Looking amazing. Kudos. With no shirt.
Kudos, Arnold. You did it.
Good job, Dutchy.
Well done. World's greatest cup of dead predator.
Good job, everybody.
He's had a rough weekend.
It's going to be a very long shower.
He went to a rave, and it didn't go well.
Okay.
So. What are your thoughts on Predator?
It's a fun movie. It is a lot. And when I say a lot, I mostly mean spider face.
Spider face.
It's like taser face, but with a spider.
You're just upset about spider face.
Well, I didn't like seeing all the guts. I'm not particularly into a lot of blood.
There's not a ton of it. It's just, there's a couple shots of...
Yeah. I think I would have felt better if you prepared me for that a little bit.
I forgot about the guts.
You didn't prepare me for any of that. I forgot any about of the guts. That. You weren't like, hey, sometimes people's heads might get blown off, and also their guts are going to be literally ripped out of their bodies, and sometimes you're just going to see piles of guts on the ground. If you had said all those things to me, I at least might have been prepared.
But,
and then, after we saw some of those parts, you failed to say, yeah, that's going to happen throughout the movie, Kelly.
Well, if I forgot about it once, I forgot that it was going to happen throughout the movie, obviously.
I give this movie 1.5 balonies.
1.5 balonies.
Is that a positive review? No, I thought it was good and fun.
It's a good piece of shit.
It is. I really don't like the look of the alien guy, and I will...
You don't like the look of the alien guy?
No, and if I ever watched it again, I very likely would not look at the camera when
because
he's
of
on
his,
screen.
Because of his
or
mandibles.
Or look at the screen when he's on camera.
His mandibles?
Yeah.
But that's James Cameron's contribution.
Okay.
James
Good
Cameron
job,
said,
James Cameron. You scared the bejesus out of me.
Mandibles.
Yes, but... So that's great. I'm proud of him for scaring the fucking shit out of me. Okay? You happy now? Thanks, James. Nice job, Jim. Going into this, what was your hope for my experience?
I just thought you would find it a fun, stupid 80s movie.
It's definitely a fun, stupid 80s movie.
Yeah.
This is the kind of movie I would never have watched in the 80s.
No.
Or even the 90s.
No. Or even today's ease.
True, I guess. No, I really liked it.
It's a good, stupid, macho action movie.
Yeah.
It's full of muscles. I think it's my favorite non-Terminator Arnold movie.
Favorite non-Terminator Arnold movie. Cool.
Like, his best movies are the first two Terminator movies.
I might have to stick with True Lies.
I like this better than True Lies. James Cameron directed True Lies.
Oh.
Did you know that?
I didn't know that. You know why? Because there's no mandibles in there. So I was like, oh, this can't be a James Cameron movie.
So therefore it can't be James Cameron?
Same with Titanic. I was like, wait. Mandible guy? Mandible guy did Titanic?
Kate Winslet shows her boobies, but not her mandibles? This can't be James Cameron, obviously.
Thank you for treating me to this loveliness.
Yes.
I wish I could do it all again.
No, you don't.
No, I don't.
Liar.
Not so quickly. I think our son would like it when he's a little older.
Yeah, when he's like the age I was when I saw it, he'll love this
movie. Like 12 years old?
Yeah.
Yeah. How did your mom feel about this movie when she saw it?
I think she respected the craftsmanship that went into it at the time.
A for effort, she said.
Yeah.
A for effort, says she.
She was like, oh, it was well done. I think that was, she was able to appreciate one thing about my mom. Even if it was like a movie that she wasn't into, she was able to appreciate the artistry that went into making it.
She was able to appreciate the amount of muscle, especially because it was all oiled up.
I'm sure she didn't dislike that part.
Yeah.
She was probably like, whoa, look at Apollo Creed's face.
Check out those greased up muscle bobs.
Check out Apollo Creed's biceps.
God, Apollo Creed is just so beautiful. I had probably asked this question before. Is he still alive?
Yes. He's in The Mandalorian.
Hmm.
He doesn't get his hand bitten off either, like Chubbs.
This guy can't hold on to his arms.
That's true.
Chubbs lost a hand. This guy lost a whole chunk of his arm.
Jesus, Carl. What's going on with your arm?
I think, you know what I think it is? He just needs to constantly prove that, like, I can beat you up with one hand tied behind my back. Or, like, on the floor. Or, like, in a crocodile.
What he should have said to Arnold was, just tap it in. And
you do tap, tap, tap-a-roo.
Tap it into the booby trap. Trap, trap, trap-a-roo. We hope you enjoyed this live reaction Parents Night In edition.
Yeah. We actually got through the whole thing without even talking about the quarantine.
Now we're talking about the quarantine.
We're
so,
still home.
No, we didn't.
It's been 792 days since we've seen the sunlight.
792 days since we've seen the sunlight? Do we live in a cave?
I miss people. Good night!
I miss people. So let's let a predator in instead.
No.
Spider face.
No.
I let him in spider face.
Taser face!
Anyway, thanks for joining us.
Good night.
Good night.
Thanks for watching, everybody. Don't forget to click that subscribe button and follow us on Twitter, MeWe, and Facebook.